Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Yeah, I think the Blues got complacent and paid the penalty for it. As simple as that.
Which we've seen in the past.
Well, we've seen that in the past, that we were promised. The disappointing thing about this one is this was an opportunity for New South Wales to really do something that had never been done before and will never be done again. And what I mean by that is clean sweeps are hard enough. There's been two in 20 years. There was the Blues in 2000 and Queensland in 2010 were the last two. There's only been seven overall. Okay. New South Wales had an opportunity to win all three in Queensland. That would never be done again. But I think they got complacent. I think they got ahead of themselves. I think the team was picked as a thank you for the campaign with the expectation that didn't matter who they picked, they were going to win anyway. And I think Queensland basically responded in kind and shoved their head up their backsides. You've got to be ruthless to win Origin. That's the mindset. And South Wales, I think the team that was picked for game three was a reward team for winning the series and for guys who had been there through the campaign but actually hadn't played. Now, I say that because Daniel Saifidi was injured, unable to play. He's a play one prop forward to get your momentum going. They took him with him out. They picked Dale Finucan, who is a tremendous player, but he's not a play one. It's not a like for like.
It's not like for like.
It's not like for like. So they missed that play one bloke to get the set started. Now, if you watch the game for the first 20 minutes, the Queensland back five on the back of a reasonably poor kicking game from the New South Wales halves, the Queensland back five were getting Queensland off to much better starts to their set than they did in game one or two. This had the accumulative effect of them beginning to fatigue the New South Wales middles. Okay, so they started to fatigue and they were far more fatigued far earlier in the game than they were in games one and two. So therefore, they weren't as effective. Now, out of that, the Blues didn't help themselves because on the bench, they had a second hooker. For the first time since I can't remember, a second hooker was picked on the bench to play hooker. He only went on. So Api Korosau, who was the 18th man in games one and games two, was brought on into game three on the bench because Jack Whiten was promoted from the 14th jersey as a utility in games one and two into the starting lineup. So they lost a big guy that can play somewhere in the middle, something like Jack Whiten did. They had to take Damien Cook off to get him. At the same time, they didn't have that play one forward, so they were down a big guy in the middle. They got found out very early in the game when the Queensland back five started to go through them. They got fatigued. Then, for example, they made the mistakes that the halves just weren't getting the ball to Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic early enough. I was talking to Cooper Cronk before the show the other night after the game, and he was stunned. He said to me the whole thing that he was waiting to see was how the Hammer handled Tom Trbojevic. He said for the first 20 minutes they didn't even put him to the test.
He hardly touched the ball.
Not even put him to the test. So New South Wales, for the first two games, we've sat there and we have heaped praise on the coaching staff and the players for their performance, which was at a cumulative 76-6. That was extraordinary. Even now, after the loss the other night, still the greatest winning margin in Origin history. They'd set that up after two games. They can still lose game three and still hold that record. But they should have won. If they had picked a big guy as a like for like to go in the middle, and they'd actually picked someone else on the bench that was more like that roving lock play that Queensland often have when they've had guys there in the past. When Cameron Murray and Damien Cook both went off in the second half at the same time, all the speed went from the New South Wales ruck. Therefore, Queensland suddenly got a bit of momentum back. New South Wales led at the time those two went off. 5 minutes later, Queensland were in front, never headed again. There's all sorts of evidence that I think the Blues thought they had enough in them to win the game regardless and wanted to say thank you for the guys who had been through the first two games, and they went ahead and they picked the team on that condition, and I think it was overconfidence and they got beat.
In fairness, Kenny.
Is there a problem with that, Kenny, to show a bit of loyalty?
Well, Gordon,
it's up
to you,
those guys
mate.
That have been in there and you think, okay, well, you've been in our squad. You've been unlucky because you were 19th, 18th, 19th, 20th
really.
Man, and then all of a sudden we pick someone straight from left field.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem in some respects, Gordon, because I get the loyalty aspect to it. And I think that's important, and that whole team environment is important. Second to that, though, they lost the game. So I'll argue that. And two, Origin is not a everyone gets a prize contest. Okay? Some players, there's been players famously in the past sat on the bench the whole game and not got on, never got back. There's been no thank you gesture there. And New Wilders, South Wales.
I think Aaron Raper was another one.
Aaron Raper, Jason Taylor. There were players, look, you can go that way. And if you want to go that way that, Coruscant was there for games one and two and he deserved an opportunity, I won't argue that. Appy Coruscant is a really, really good player. And he's not much between him and Damien Cook. But essentially, you've got two players that can play one position when Cook could already play 80 minutes at hooker. There's a small difference between their talent.
But they'd been so dominant, like in
I get
defense
that.
Of the Blues. But then the admit Blues to the mistakes.
Don't try and lump it on
made.
The referee's errors. That's the reason you lost the game.
No.
Admit to your own mistakes and say, you know what, we did get ahead of ourselves. Or we did it. We were slightly out of
confidence.
It was
20 to 18.
They're afraid
they
to admit that.
They didn't get flogged.
Doesn't,
it was 20 to 18 in
they
the
lost.
Game. Yes, they got beat.
I don't care.
But they didn't get absolutely
care.
Belted.
Well, what's
and
that?
They
that's
were missing their two best players.
That's irrelevant.
Nathan, well, they were missing their best player in Cleary as the general. And then Luai had been superb in his Origin debut series.
Look, in 10 years' time, when you look back, it's going to say New South Wales 2-1. And as I said, there was an opportunity here to put a line on the
set. Well, who would you have picked then instead?
Well, it depends. I would have probably kept Whiten at utility role, right? I would have kept him on the bench there.
And because gone with the South's halves?
Well, look, what was missing in that early part of the game was New South Wales kept kicking poorly and allowing Queensland's back five to get started. Adam Reynolds kicks like he throws darts. He's that accurate. And that's essentially, that's what they asked Mitchell Pearce to come in to do. They said, mate, we don't want him to do anything special.
Moses.
Just Mitchell Moses to come in and do. We just want him to come in and basically play his own game and just get a good kicking game. Well, if that's the requirement, why not get the best kicker in the game? Who's Adam Reynolds?
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.